This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
Presented through the generosity of Del Aqua Dental Studios, thevalleysdentist.com, 346-8056. Dr. Del Aqua will make a plan around your scheduling issues, your seasonal issues, with all pandemic precautions. Do not neglect your dental services during this time.
Hey, Joey pals. This is Dr. Renee Del Aqua. Come let me give you the Del Aqua smile, because you deserve it.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. Check out the best hamburger in town, 656-7563 for pickup. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. They have a new website, 1stgalleryart.com, that is growing every day. Art has been adding to his collection over 40 years and is now selling it. Over 99% of this art has never been framed.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Art Hall. Come and see me at the gallery. I look forward to meeting you.
324-6696. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. Check it out at jtsdinerpalmdesert.com. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Inc. They are an old-fashioned mom-and-pop store offering good old service, tips, and advice. They also have free delivery when you order supplies like ink and toner. Sales, repairs, and supplies for just about all office equipment.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
Check it all out at Laser, LASR, Inc.com. You've got a $150 gift certificate from Martorella Law. Call 324-3212. Okay, Joey pals, all of those wonderful presents. Crazy Mel's, you've got to get over there, Brian. First Gallery, JT's Diner, Morgan Food, Laser Inc., and a $150 gift certificate from Martorella Law. One person, but you all remember. Well, Dick Shalhoub, thank goodness, has two children. Oh, this may be bad. 5 from Brian and Teresa's 7. Oh, no. And my 3. I can keep my shoes on. The 10th caller, Joey Pals. 42 minutes and change after 9. 3-2-3, Joey. 3-2-3-5-6-3-9. On your mark. Get ready. Get set. Go. And, you know, just call everything. Keep everything. We want to say things are beginning to open up and common sense will prevail, but check anyway before you use any of your wonderful presents. And thank you, thank you, thank you for making this show what you have. We're in our 52nd week of pandemic and our 26th year of Joey Show.
We should have baked a cake.
How many weeks is 26 years? What's 52 times 26? I want to do it. I can remember when Tyler was born and Trevor was 22, and you're going, the baby's 18 months old. He'd say, what is with this months thing? You know, I'm 20. So when it was 23, I gave him his card in months. But 12 months, 52 weeks, 12 months, 1 year.
Two shots.
Okay, we've been talking about the J&J vaccine, the micro herd immunity, the sad situation for some of our younger kids, and the 3 things you should get when you get the vaccine: a sore arm, a little fatigue, and a low-grade fever. What do you want to talk about now, Doctor?
Well, I think there's a couple things that we want to just let the community know that's happening, right? As we're making progress on the vaccination front, as we're seeing now the supply starting to catch up a little bit with the demand, this week, the state of California is changing over its vaccine allocation operations to a third party. This is important to know. It's a third party administrator. It's going to be Blue Cross.
You told us that last week.
Yeah. So this is actually starting. So this means
administrator
out of the 179 vaccine approved vaccine administrator sites.
So in the state of California?
In the state of California.
Only 179.
Yeah, 179 contracted now.
That doesn't seem like enough.
It doesn't seem like enough, but some of these are like Kaiser. You know, Kaiser is...
Oh, all the Kaiser
All the
sites.
Kaiser, right.
And that's just one.
Yeah, and, that, okay. and that's every hospital. That's in their entire network.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is everyone's being required to use a registration site. It's called myturn.ca.gov.
My, T-U-R-N.
Yeah, it's myturn.ca.gov. And if you put that into a website, it's going to take you to a site that'll allow you to actually register for a vaccine.
Near where you are?
Yes, it'll say what zip code
oh.
do you want to get a vaccine in? And then it's going to ask you for information. It's going to ask you name, date of birth, and it might even ask you, are you an essential worker? And there's some drop-down menus. The point is, you will not be able to get a vaccine unless you go through this website.
Wow.
So it's going to...
Starting when, dear?
This is going to be next week. So next week. Now, we are still calling our members, but because we are signed up with the county and our approved site with the county, now... Anyone in the county can register and come and get a vaccine through us. So you don't have to be our member anymore. And we've been vaccinating the community anyway, but there are going to be some changes, and you'll probably see more sites come online that are going to be available. So stay tuned for that. If you come to our website, we'll have all the information. There's going to be a lot more vaccine. Right now, we're given almost 1,000 doses a day. We've vaccinated ourselves now over 12,000 our members and community and healthcare workers. So there's going to be more supply, and you're just going to have to go through this website. And if you can't navigate it, call us and we'll figure out a way to get you signed up.
Myturn.ca.gov.
Yeah, it's
now you're saying, I want to be clear. Even for the DOHC members?
Even DOHC members are going to have to go through this website.
Will it, for instance, if I were to do it, I'm a DOHC member,
right.
I go to it, is it going to give me my vaccine at DOHC?
So if you put in like the Palm Springs zip code.
92264.
If you put in that zip code, and let's just say the county is giving them at, downtown. Uh-huh. It could give you a registration site there, or it might say Desert Oasis Healthcare. Anyone who's approved.
Go.
You're going to get a time and a date, and you just click on that, and it'll make an appointment for you. And that's the apparatus that we're going to have to use.
But that's good.
It's kind of good, except for we have a lot of seniors that don't have access to internet, and so there's going to be some tricks we're going to have to...
Don't they have a phone? I mean, are you sure?
They have a phone, and we're calling them. And in fact, we have a mobile van.
Oh, tell me.
We have a new DOHC mobile van, and we're going to take it on the road out into the communities that we call it quartile one. So if they're socially economic depressed, they might have English as a second language challenges, they might have... poor access to internet. And so we're going to be taking our mobile unit out into the community specifically to address these communities. And this is going to be working through either some of the FQHCs or some
The FQHC.
Federally Qualified Health. You know,
FQHC.
Yeah, like Desert AIDS Health.
But tell me
Health.
The letters again.
FQHC. Federally Qualified Health Center.
Qualified.
And we're going to be working with the school district. We're going to be working with primary care doctors' offices and church groups to reach out into the East Valley to vaccinate whoever we can. Because we know there are going to be challenges.
In addition to the DOHC
yes.
vaccination in Indio.
Yes, we've got Indio now. We're going to be up in Yucca Valley soon yes. with San Bernardino County. So it's all hands on deck right now. Right now, the U.S. has given about 2 million vaccines, over 2 million vaccines a day. And if you do the math on that, we said there's 50 million people that have gotten at least one shot.
Right.
You know, you give it another 30 days, and we're going to have nearly over 100 million. We're going to meet that threshold that Joe Biden wanted to reach. We'll exceed that, but everyone
at
needs to get...
speed.
Everyone's going to need to get vaccinated. This is the only way, folks, to get really... so that we can all go maskless
yes.
in some degree, right? We're still going to have to do those things. And then the other thing I would just remind everyone in the community, if you are getting tested right now for COVID-19 and you test positive at any site and you need care, We have antibody therapy that you can get at Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Whether or not you are a member.
Doesn't matter whether you're okay. a member. All you need to be is if you're 65 and older, or if you're younger than 65 but have any chronic condition, asthma, COPD. So if you're a smoker or you're a diabetic, you can come and get treatment from us. It's free. There's no charge.
For the drugs, Joey
No
Pals.
Charge. No charge for that. And we'd be happy
for the
to
BAM.
For the BAM. Bamlanivimab, right.
Bamlanivimab.
And we have lots available to us. And there's plenty okay. to go around. So this is a therapy that's available to keep you out of the hospital and from having to be hospitalized or get any worse than being able to treat yourself at home. Take
Understood.
Care of yourself at home.
Okay, good. That's good news. Is one vaccine better than another?
So this is important to note that there's a lot of debate about this.
Yes.
And in fact, I sit on a lot of conference calls with the county and with the various university systems that provide healthcare across California. And there is a big debate right now. When we were talking about sending J&J out into the rural areas, right, because it's refrigerator friendly, people think that they're getting a substandard vaccine because it's only 72% effective.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Right, versus 94%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing to note is that J&J did all their studies after, months after Moderna and Pfizer had, and they did it in South Africa. So they did it in South Africa when the variant was present. They did it in South America, and we were just having a conversation in the break about the issues with Brazil and how difficult a time they've had at trying to control coronavirus.
So if their efficacy was that high in South Africa.
Right. So, and most important thing is it's a single shot. You're one and done. You don't have to show up again. And you're not going to get hospitalized. And the data to date, out of all the three that are available in the United States, people have not died since they've gotten the vaccine.
Yes.
So it's decreasing mortality. It's decreasing morbidity or illness from the disease itself. You won't be hospitalized. Listen, in your own small bubbles, you're going to be able to gather with small people that have been vaccinated. You don't have to wear a mask. There's things of normalcy that come with that. And I think those are all benefits of the vaccine. So I can't say one is better than the other. If it was me today, I'll take whatever one exactly. is in the syringe that someone's holding next to my arm. So that's my recommendation.
And that's good news.
We would love to get Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Oh.
It would just be easy.
In addition to what you have.
Yeah, we've ordered them all. But because we have sub-zero ultra-cold freezers, we're getting Pfizer preferentially because the county knows we can handle
it. But the J&J can go to places where people don't have the freezers.
That's right. You can just put it in a regular refrigerator, easy to give, and no difference. You're
going to
be protected.
What would happen to you if you had a shot of one of the vaccines that had expired, for lack of a better word, or hadn't been refrigerated?
You might not get any efficacy. These vaccines, as far as we know right now, are very, at least Moderna and Pfizer, are very temperature sensitive. And you can't shake them a lot.
Really?
They're very, I don't want to say brittle for that perspective, but there's a lot of highfalutin rules about how we have to mix them, dilute them, gently swish them, and then pull them out of the vial. So,
oh my stars!
So,
and everybody has a little different technique.
I think we have. Everyone's good, but we have excellent. I tell you, we're able to get 6 and 7 doses out of some of these vials, and we haven't wasted a dose yet. And we
not yet.
Not Yay. Yet. As I'm sitting here today,
I have another question. A Joey Pal, an informed listener, is there a vaccine the FDA hasn't approved yet that will be better than all of these?
Probably.
Okay,
probably.
The answer, Joey
that's a
Pal,
definite
is probably,
maybe.
Yes.
Well, here's what we do know. The Moderna has already tweaked their mRNA vaccine. And they've already specifically made a vaccine to address the variants, both the South African and the UK variant. And it's already been sent to the NIH for analysis and review.
National Institute of Health.
Yes. So they've already tweaked this vaccine for the future.
But it's just for the British and the South African variant.
Well, that's good because most of the, if you look at where the virus is mutating, it's all around the spike protein.
Okay.
And so all of these, the mRNA vaccine now has been, you know, targeting all these mutations. So if you get the two most, you know, transmissible variants, it should prove to be very efficacious. They've already created it. It's done. They sent it to the NIH. It's going to be in trial soon. And the UK, Australia, and the United States have amended their protocols for testing these vaccines, like the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer variant, you know, vaccines for the variants, so that they're not going to have to recruit 50,000 people. They'll be able to do it with half the amount of people, and they'll be able to test it in areas where there's still rampant spread. So these are all, this is positive, very positive news.
If you could step off the planet, go back to the mothership from whence you came, and look at all this going on down here, it's amazing. It's just amazing. I mean, it's your profession. You must be so proud of what we've accomplished.
Well, yeah, I guess. I think when I look at the global approach, mm-hmm. you know, because we look at not just what's happening in the U.S. Right now, we're about 24 vaccinated persons per 100.
Okay.
If you look at Israel, they're at over 100.
I meant the development of the
vaccines.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. No, The science has been incredible. I think it was built on a history of previous work with SARS.
All the previous
Ebola virus.
Yes.
So, yeah, we have an infrastructure that can, we have drug companies working together to produce each other's vaccine. We're citing equity, inequality in the way it's being rolled out, but there's still large parts of the world that still are lacking both, you know, the wherewithal to and access to the vaccine. So we need to do a better job because, you know, we can vaccinate the United States and we can get immunity here, but this virus is going to continue to circulate forever. And then we've talked about it. This is probably going to be an annual or every other year thing.
Booster.
So get used to it because the coronavirus is ubiquitous, causes coughs and colds. And I said, if there's anything good about it, it's certainly put the influenza virus on its heels.
Will you be with us next week?
Unless I get COVID or influenza.
Oh, stop it. We'll vaccinate you more.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Our very favorite Dr. Brian Hodgkin's been coming here, he or Lindsay Valenzuela, for 52 weeks straight. Bless your heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
We learn nice something every week.
Yes, we do.
Here comes the first installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the city of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Palm Springs Disposal Services is working with businesses to reduce monthly waste collection fees because of COVID-19 slowdowns. Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., library a go-go contactless pickup service at the Palm Springs Public Library. Visit pslibrary.org for details. New COVID-19 financial aid hotline is now available to assist local businesses. Call 323-8273 7 days a week. New sustainability scholarships up to $750 are available for local Palm Springs businesses and homeowners. You can get a $100 rebate for conducting a home energy assessment. For details, visit yoursustainablecity.com. ACT Tours in Palm Springs want you to know there are three things that make ACT Tours unique in the world of travel. One, the Palm Springs-based company has offered fun, educational vacations both in the USA and around the world for over 45 years. Two, each ACT program is customized, and being a tour operator rather than a travel agency offers destinations no one else can. And three, ACT's low prices are unbeatable. ACT Tours is open for business. Visit acttours.com for more information. That's ACT-tours.com. Joey Pals, get your day timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey Pals, come on back for Ken and Tracy and Ann and more giveaways. Don't you love the concept of more giveaways?